Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willard Hunter. Pitching for the New York Mets, Willard Hunter. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Keen moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Canizaro settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Canizaro. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell bunts towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn scores. Mantilla moves to third. Neil moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing right field. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-0 in the game. Odell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro throws to second, with Mantilla covering, and has Odell trapped. There's the throw to Cannell who tags Odell for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Alou steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Odell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards second. Neil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Gil Hodges. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Devault now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Cepeda tags and moves to third. Bailey tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Odell hits a fly ball towards right. Cook settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cook. Odell moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizzaro juggles the ball. That's an error on Canizzaro. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell scores. Keene moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Davenport moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Davenport scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Giants. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 4 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Odell hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Vinegar Bend Mizell. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Odell drops the ball. Woodling moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Throneberry moves to second. It's 10-3, Giants. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.